Trial begins for caregiver accused of killing 87-year-old Texas woman. By Bob Price on October 3, 2022. The trial for a caregiver accused of killing an 87-year-old Texas woman and 24 others begins in Dallas on Monday. A Texas court convicted him earlier this year for the smothering death of 81-year-old Lou T. Harris. The trial for Billy Kemmermeer, a 48-year-old Kenyan national, begins in Dallas on Monday morning, the ABC 8 reports. He is accused of murdering 87-year-old Mary Brooks. Police initially believed the elderly woman died of natural causes. After family members reported missing jewelry and an attack on another woman, police reopened the case. Her grandson, David Cudahy, found her body on January 31, 2018. 2 months later, 91-year-old Marianas Bartel survived an attack after Kemmermeer forced his way into her apartment at an independent living complex. He attempted to smother her with a pillow, the woman said in a taped interview before her death in 2020. Police found Kemmermeer the next day in his apartment complex, the Dallas ABC affiliate reported. They found him with cash and jewelry. He had also just thrown away a large red jewelry box. That discovery led police to the body of Lou T. Harris. Police investigators discovered that Kemmermeer was at a Walmart store at the same time as Harris hours before her death. A Dallas County jury convicted Kemmermeer for killing Harris in May and sentenced him to life in prison, Breitbart News' John Binder reported. In July, Binder reported that a grand jury in Collin County, Texas, indicted the Kenyan man for the murders of four senior citizens. Those news charges stem from the deaths of 90-year-old Marilyn Bixler, 79-year-old Diane Delahunty, 93-year-old Mamie Mia, and 82-year-old Helen Lee. He has five previous indictments in Collin County. Binder compiled a list of 24 alleged victims of the man who preys on the elderly, many under his care. 83-year-old Leah Corkin. 82-year-old Juanita Purdy. 88-year-old Mary Brooks. 84-year-old Minnie Campbell. 82-year-old Ann Conklin. 75-year-old Rosemary Curtis. 85-year-old Norma French. 92-year-old Doris Gleason. 81-year-old Lou T. Harris. 81-year-old Carolyn McPhee. 81-year-old Miriam Nelson. 91-year-old Phyllis Payne. 94-year-old Phoebe Perry. 80-year-old Martha Williams. 82-year-old Joyce Abramowitz. 87-year-old Glenna Day. 89-year-old Solomon Spring. 90-year-old Doris Wasserman. 86-year-old Margaret White. 79-year-old Diana Delahanty. 93-year-old Mamie Delmia. 86-year-old Catherine Propes Sinclair. 90-year-old Marilyn Bixler. And 81-year-old Jane Doe. In November 2021, a Dallas County jury became deadlocked during a trial for two of his alleged victims. The judge dismissed the cases after one juror would not budge, Binder reported. Dallas County District Attorney John Croizo, a Democrat, decided not to seek the death penalty in the cases brought to trial so far, the reported. The Republican District Attorney in neighboring Collin County, Greg Willis, has not yet indicated if he will seek the death penalty in the 9 cases indicted in his county. Breitbart began covering the cases against Kemmermeer in May 2019. At that time, he stood accused of the murders of only 12 people. Kemmermeer entered the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. His immigration status became illegal when his visa expired. However, in 2007, the federal government issued him a green card after he married a U.S. citizen. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.